Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. Leading off tonight, on Sunday night, Bloomberg reported that Apple is in talks with Google about licensing its Gemini AI to power some of the new AI features coming to the iPhone this year. Now, a new story from the New York Times echoes Bloomberg's report, citing three people with knowledge of the discussions between Apple and Google. Like Bloomberg, the New York Times says that Apple is in talks with Google about using Google's generative artificial intelligence model called Gemini for its next iPhone. The talks are again described as preliminary, and the exact scope of a potential deal hasn't yet been defined. The New York Times also says that Apple has held discussions with other AI companies as it looks to tap into the power of a large language model for its new iOS features. Citing two people familiar with its development, the New York Times also says that Apple's effort to develop its own large language model has been running behind the likes of ChatGPT and Google Gemini. Ultimately, this is just more evidence that Apple is indeed looking to outsource some of the new AI backend for iOS 18 to a partner, especially for AI features that are powered in the cloud rather than on-device. iOS 18 will include things like a more powerful version of Siri, new AI features for Apple Music, new AI features for messages for things like auto-completing messages, answering questions, and summarizing messages, and much more. Again, iOS 18 is expected to be announced at WWDC in June, which is when we'd expect any sort of partnership with Google or OpenAI to be confirmed by Apple. In other news today, a new supply chain report says that Apple suppliers have acquired a new technology to enable the iPhone 16 bezels to be made even smaller. This change comes as rumors say the iPhone 16 Pro and Pro Max will also feature larger screens than their predecessors. One way to increase the display size without making the phone itself bigger and harder to hold is to further shrink the size of the bezels. This supply chain story says that the iPhone 16 models will introduce a new BRS, or border reduction structure, technology to make the bezels of the devices, quote, ultra thin. One challenge with this BRS technology has been that it squeezes wiring into a smaller space, which can result in overheating. Apple and its supply chain partners have reportedly resolved this problem with new heat control dissipation technology. All three of Apple's display suppliers, including Samsung, LG, and BOE, have reportedly acquired this technology and are ready to implement it on future iPhones. Finally, today's supply chain report says that Apple is getting closer than ever to achieving its goal of moving the Face ID sensor underneath the iPhone screen. The rumor says that this could happen as early as 2026, but that hinges on Apple's ability to ramp up production, something that has proven to be a challenge in the past. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream is the best way to watch every single NCAA March Madness game this year. Watch every game using the DirecTV Stream app on all of your devices, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV. Plus, you can save $30 per month for a limited time only, just in time for March Madness. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more and to subscribe to DirecTV Stream today. My thanks to DirecTV Stream for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Rounding out today, another new rumor today claims that the new iPad Pro models will be available in both matte and glossy screen options. This would be similar to how the Apple Studio Display and Pro Display XDR are also available in glossy and nanotexture display configurations. According to the rumor, the matte version of the iPad Pro screen will allegedly feature a haze value, which refers to the level of anti-glare treatment, of 29% plus or minus 4%. Some displays have a very mild matte anti-glare treatment for the screen surface in the range of 2 to 7%, but most matte screens have a higher haze value of 25% or above, which aligns with the rumor that the iPad Pro will have a haze value of 29% plus or minus 4%. The purpose of a matte display or any sort of haze value is to scatter the light coming in from the surroundings and diffuse it instead of reflecting it back to the user. Displays with haze values between 25% and 30% are believed to be the sweet spot because they can help with reflections without noticeably affecting the image quality. Presumably, the matte version of the iPad Pro would be more expensive than the glossy version, For example, the nanotexture version of the Studio Display is $300 more expensive than the glossy standard glass version. For now, I would treat this rumor with some skepticism. While the account that shared this information has shared accurate information about future Apple hardware before, the source of this claim in particular is not entirely clear. We also haven't heard anything similar from other more reliable sources, such as Bloomberg's Mark Gurman or analyst Ross Young. There's also a question of durability, because Apple itself has told Studio Display and Pro Display XDR users to treat the nanotexture coating with extra care. So any version of the coating that appeared on a touchscreen device like an iPad would presumably have to be significantly more durable. But still, matte screen protectors from third-party companies have become increasingly popular, especially among iPad Pro users, so there's certainly a market of people willing to pay extra for this option. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.